Good morning. Today we continue with the Chafetz Chaim. Today begins Klal Daled, and in this section, the Chafetz Chaim is going to talk about the prohibition of Lashon Hara, at least, you know, as far as it is between us and our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how we do tshuva for the sin, at least in the half that we do when we speak badly, and it affects our relationship with Hashem. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Asur L'saper Al Chaveiro, you're not allowed to tell Lashon Hara about your friend, even when he's not standing there, even when it's true, because if he'll be embarrassed. And certainly it doesn't matter if it's just an obvious embarrassment, like to talk about something that happened in the person's background or history, or to remember his own things, you know, remember what you did when you were young? Those things that people like to do when they roast somebody, that is just one big never-ending Lashon Hara. Whether it was Bein Adam LaMakom, Bein Adam LaChavero, right? Especially if the person now has done tshuva, and the person is now acting in an appropriate manner, how come you're allowed to speak about that person? That's just the wrong way to proceed. And so the Chafetz Chaim says you're not. It's called Lashon Hara. But even if you see a situation where a person is sitting in private, Beino LeBein Atzmo, and you see that he's doing something that's not exactly the right thing to do, al pidin, right? Which is something that is between the person and his own God. You can't make fun of him about that. You can't go embarrass him about that, even if he's not there. And we're talking, says the Chafetz Chaim in the footnote, even about a regular person. But if it's because he is an apikoris, so then under those circumstances, he's not included in Amitecha, you would be allowed to speak about that. But you have to make sure the person is really an apikoros. We throw that word around very, very, very fast. Then the Chafetz Chaim just adds in, it doesn't matter whether you see the guy doing a Lav Gamor or an Asay Gamor. He says, whatever it is you see him, you're going to embarrass him by going ahead and telling him and speaking about him around him and behind his back. Even if it's something that people don't care about. You know, if you tell somebody about his Lashon Hara, which people tend not to be so particular about, still notwithstanding, if a person says, for instance, oh, I don't learn Torah, and you want to say, oh, you don't care, you don't learn Torah, or, you know, you told a lie, or all of those situations, right? So in such a situation, even if you're speaking in front of a crowd that doesn't really care, it's still called a problem of Lashon Hara. Right? Even if you want to tell somebody in this neighborhood, nobody keeps Shabbos the way they're supposed to keep Shabbos. Unless you have a right to go ahead and do so because people are going to listen to you, right? It's still going to be an issue of Lashon Hara. You know the famous story that they tell about the Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchever, who came to hear a Magid speak. That used to be a very common pastime in towns. And he saw the Magid got up and he gave very strong mussar against the people of the town. And afterwards he got up and he davened to Hashem in front of the crowd to please forgive the Magid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive the Magid. He has to go earn a living. But really the people in this town are good people. They mean well. They need to be able to be accepted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just receive the words of Tochacha at their right level, and not to chas v'shalom make people think chalila that they are not good Jews. We have a responsibility to make sure that we are good Jews, and the way to do so is by making sure that we worry about one another. And menim sachem b'seichel tov b'nei elokim b'yadam. Have a great, wonderful day.